Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoux, and we're here today with Rihanna Lazarga, owner of the Turnaround Juice Bar. How are you doing today, Rihanna?
Doing wonderful.
So in getting into a little about what your juice bar does and how it came to be, first of all, why a juice bar?
Yeah, a lot of people ask them that question over the years. Our juice bar journey started 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a little town of Mexico. So we actually were missionaries and sold everything we had here with no funding or any backing, just felt called and led to do that, to go serve people and fill the need. And so we drove down to Mexico, found a little city called Jacomulco. It's not even really a city, it's a village. Mm-hmm. And a little village in Jacomulco, Mexico. It's a beautiful village, and as we were serving down there, we helped a Seventh-day Adventist church build a wellness center down there so that people could come for free. Well, the missionary that was down there needed to make money for himself, and so we thought of creative ways to try to help him because we were only serving for 6 months.
Right.
And so as we were serving, we started selling, helping him sell produce, making fresh breads, and we said that with all this beautiful fruit down here in Mexico, we should make juice. And so we started a juice bar down in little Jacomulco, Mexico.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it didn't even start here.
No, it did not.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yes. So we did that for 6 months, living out of tents, no running water, no electricity, and just totally serving the people down there. And after those 6 months, came back to Tennessee. We were in Arizona for a little while, but then came to Tennessee back home to Cookeville because this has been home. And anyhow, we just felt the need that it was time for something like this to come into Cookeville because we were very health-focused.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really any places at all that served healthy food or juices.
That's very true. The need that you guys filled is huge, and I'm sure that was evident in the fact that you instantly got a ridiculous amount of business.
Yes.
So, yeah, there really is no other place like what you have.
Yes.
You know, and it's amazing. I also love the fact that you have like a whole family operated operation.
Yes.
tell me a little bit about that. What is it like doing something like that with your children?
That's been a wonderful journey as well. So, you know, our children have always been used to business in the family. We've sold honey, we've sold our own produce, and when we did that in Mexico and they would sell on the streets with us, going house to house throughout the village, asking and filling the needs of people, you know, they are already business-minded and they had a servant's heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when we applied that here, it's just been beautiful. So it taught them a lot of great business for their life. And now that they're growing, I mean, they were very young when we first started because we've been doing that juice bar for 6, going on 7 years.
Right.
So most of them, you know, were very small. And some of them haven't even been born yet because I have a few of them under the age of 6. So, but yeah, it's been a beautiful journey of doing a family event like this and enjoying it, having them side by side with us, and we homeschool them, so they got a lot of math lessons, life lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been fabulous. It's something we do not regret at all. We love it.
Well, and it's wonderful to be able to include your kids in something like
everything.
That and just be with them all the time.
Absolutely. They're the heart of everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking today with Rihanna Lazarga, owner of the Turnaround Juice Bar right here in Cookeville. Now, at one point you had 2 locations, and now you've whittled it back down to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And as far as the menu at the location that you have, you've got a lot of extensive stuff on there.
Yes.
Aside from just juice.
Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit about the other offerings that you have.
Yes. So besides juice, we have in liquid form, we have smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are incredible. Get a lot of high nutrition. And what sets us apart in the smoothie world is we do not put any ice. There's no ice mm-hmm. or any kind of liquid concentrates of any kind. So when you get a smoothie at our place, it's 100% fruit. So we take the fresh fruit and we freeze it And then that is how we blend that. And we put in local raw honey, which you can purchase at the juice bar as well, which is high in nutrients. And then, you know, we might add almond butter, things like that. So that's one thing. We do serve organic coffee. And we can make it in various forms, however you like. You know, some people like us to do the MCT oil in and throw a little bit of the almond milk. It makes a nice drink. But as far as the food goes, we have extensive food amounts. So if you're vegan, vegetarian, if you're paleo, if you're whatever you are, whatever bracket you fit into, we can help you. So we have anywhere from quesadillas, wraps, salads, soups, fajitas, and we're actually going to be starting at our other location. We had the organic grass-fed burgers.
Right.
And so we're going to start offering that in about a month at the new one, and it'll be in the form of sliders. So little grass-fed beef sliders. So
like super car-friendly.
Yes.
so lunch on the go.
And for children, because not everybody wants a giant burger, because ours were half pound. So, you know, and so we thought, let's do smaller. And, you know, if you're real hungry, you can get a couple. If you got a child that just wants a little, you know. So we're going to be introducing new things and you know, coming up with actually a new menu, since Peachtree is now converted down to just Jackson again. So, so yeah, but the food, we're going to push more vegan items. There's just going to be a lot more options, and it's all very health focused. And it's not all organic, but we do strive to do as much as we can. But it is definitely no genetically modified. So we're very strict on ingredients. Even the mayonnaise, I do not buy Hellman's. I buy, you know, from organic, from Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, you know. So we take extra steps to ensure that you are getting the healthiest ingredients possible.
Well, and it's, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people do strive to eat organic, but the one place, because being a health coach, the, you know, one of the things I see with my clients is the place that they often feel like they don't have a choice the most is lunch.
Yes.
Because they're on the go. There's not much you can do.
Absolutely.
You're going to go to a restaurant and whatever you get, you get. So, and I direct people to you guys all the time because it's really nice to say, is it going to be 100%? I don't know, but I do know it will be 100% better than what you're going to get somewhere else.
Absolutely.
I know that.
Yes. And we deliver. So.
Yeah, that's true. They deliver, guys. They deliver. Order for the whole office.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Do it. Now with juicing and all of that stuff, I mean, I'm sure that you had a pretty interesting health journey that got you to where you are, I would imagine. Because this is not something that you just do because, oh, yeah, we have a lot of fruit lying around.
That's right.
Most of the time, there is some other health-conscious reason behind
it.
Tell me a little bit about that bridge.
So growing up an 80s child from a single mother who did incredible and, you know, strived to do the best she could but had to work three jobs, you know. My sister and I were, we just sat and ate TV dinners. That became very big. You know, we would walk down. I'm from Arizona, so we'd walk down to the 7-Eleven or Circle K, fill up on candy, drink 2-liter Cokes, you know. We were that pictured child of
That's
the 80s
very
of
different.
Fast food coming into, you know, mainstream and and then just doing all the TV dinners. So lots of junk. So I thank my Heavenly Father I don't have diabetes because I should have, it seems. But I struggled, though, as a young adult in my 20s, especially staying about 215 pounds. Now, I'm a tall girl, so 5'9". So I could hold that, but and most people didn't realize that. But, you know, I just felt so uncomfortable with it, lower self-esteem, things like that.
Right.
And I just knew that there's, if I don't do something, you know, that my future's not going to be good. And it really came into play when I started having children. And so I had my first child at 20, and the first two, you know, we were still not really paying attention. But as they started getting older, we noticed they were sick and, you know, getting colds more often, things like that. So as I started putting these things together and the awareness with vaccination started coming out, worried about autism, it kind of provoked me to start searching more. Right. And as I searched through my own, for my own health, but mainly for my children, I started saying, you know what, we got to change some things. So we started implementing changes.
Mm-hmm.
We would drink Coke, and I would say, nope, not going to have Coke no more. You can only have 7-Up or Sprite. Can't have that colored stuff.
Yeah.
And it just slowly evolved to, you know, where we're at now.
Yeah. Soda is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but those were our steps. Yeah. That was the baby steps. And then
you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And then now I'm just headstrong, and we just have gone full force. And now my children would just absolutely deny things, you know, and mm-hmm. even somebody offered it to them and they would just nicely, thank you, you know, but mm-hmm. we just don't choose that. And when you make those choices and you get on the right path, your body will convert over.
Oh,
takes
yeah.
a little bit of time, but it will convert. And when you do put something that's not good for you in, you're going to tell and you're not going to feel well. And it's going to be like, okay, I'm not doing that again. So we went through that as well. And it got us to this journey.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little break real quick. And we'll talk a little bit about fasting when we come back right after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here today with Rihanna Lazarga, owner of the Turnaround Juice Bar right here in Cookeville. So as far as juicing goes, one of the other things you offer at your juice bar is a juice fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about the ingredients, how all of the different juices that you guys offer have different health benefits to them. Most of them are all anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. wake you up, pick you up, things mm-hmm. like that. What can you do with a juice fast? Talk to me a little about the science behind that.
So juice fasting is incredible. We recommend starting out with 3 days if you've never fasted. If you can go longer than that, a 7 to 10 day is excellent. It does take a little bit more on the body, you know, mm-hmm. so some people have to adjust their schedules. But typically we sell the 3 day fast quite often. And okay. what a juice fast does is it allows your body, number one, the digestion to relax. It just helps the stomach and it helps everything in healing. If you think of the body and when the body is sick, people lose their appetite. And that's because the body is trying to heal itself. The body is an amazing machine to mm-hmm. heal. So we want to promote that. So fasting allows that to happen. And a lot of people think of fasting, they think of water, like a biblical fast, and I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to hardly drink, and just have water. But the benefits of having the juice is you're still getting large amounts of enzymes and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can help with the healing crisis that some people experience during a fast. So a fast is going to help you get the digestion to rest. And then it's absolutely incredible at lowering inflammation. Now, inflammation is one of the major reasons why we have disease and sickness.
Right.
So it's something that we need to do often. So I always tell people at least try to do one every 3 to 4 months mm-hmm. if you can. I mean, if our family, we do it, even my children, like all the time. We fast weekly, at least a day or something like that. But if you can do more than that, or I mean less than that, and get it in several times a year, it's going to benefit your body. So the juice fast for a 3 day at our juice bar, it's going to equal 9 quarts of juice.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, you're going to do three quarts
of juice.
Yeah. But you're basically, that's it. You're going to be drinking 3 quarts of juice a day. And mm-hmm. if you want some extra water or herbal tea, then we, you know, say to do that. That's fine. But even the water, you know, if as long as you get those 3 quarts in, you would only need a little bit. You don't have to still have your other water, like most people drink half their body weight in ounces of water. You don't have to drink that plus 3 quarts, because the 3 quarts of juice, the vegetables and fruit have their own water in them. So when you're drinking that, you're hydrating your body in just amazing ways, and it goes into the cells and helps those cells do what they're supposed to do, which is keeping you alive and healthy. So the fast is incredible in that way. And then we do also offer the fasting kits with bone broth, if that's another way that you'd like to go.
Now, as far as fasting kits, is this something where you just order it all and you take it all home and it's frozen? Or are you going to be going through the juice bar every day and getting your stuff? Like, how does this work?
So when somebody orders a juice fast for 3 days, we will juice right before they come, every bit of it if they like. The juice will last up for 3 days. So it's best to drink juice immediately, you know, that you get it. I mean, you're going to get more nutrients in that way. But as long as you keep it refrigerated, that juice will not go bad. And we have seen great success for 3 days. We don't like to say any more than that, but at least 3 days, it's wonderful. But we do tell people that the best way to do is to come and pick up your 3 quarts daily. And so if you're able to do that, just not everybody is. They live further away. They don't have time. So, you know, they just pick up all 9 quarts at once. And so, and it works out, and it works very effectively. You know, and it's good if you're needing to lose weight, if you just want to boost your body, get it into shape, feel good. There was a study done that after a 3-day juice fast, most people lost about 3 to 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And in 2-week time, they still hadn't gained that back. And also the effects from it in the first 3 days, the people didn't necessarily see a major difference in the way they felt. It actually came in the week to 2 weeks after. So we're seeing that there is a longer longevity effect in a fast. So it's not going to just be those 3 days only. You are actually creating health and wellness and that boost for a while. Now you're going to have to continue eating healthy and, you know, come off your fast with eating. I always tell people try to eat some vegetables, a salad, some soup, something light, you know. Don't just go back and grab a big hamburger, you know.
Yeah, that's bad.
but again, if you do it appropriately and if you just give your body that break every 3 months at least, your body, you will see a significant difference, and it's going to thank you, you know, for taking care of it.
Most definitely. And for those of you who are just jumping in today, we're talking today with Brianna Lazarga, owner of the Turnaround Juice Bar. So as far as bone broth goes, let's get into a little bit of bone broth. I make my own bone broth, and I believe you guys do as well.
Yes, we
do. So it's not coming from a powder or a mix or a canister or anything like that. Thank goodness. And it tastes good too.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the bone broth fast and the differences with that.
So the bone broth fast that we do, if somebody wanted, you know, 3 days of nothing but bone broth, we could do that. But typically it's a juice broth combination. Mm-hmm. So they'll get 2 quarts of juice and 1 quart of bone broth for each day. And they'll drink all that. So, but the bone broth, we serve it either chicken or beef, because everybody's different in how they like it. And some people like it, and some people are like, you know, because it's something new. So
it
you have
different.
To, yeah, it is, because the consistency is pretty strong, you know. But it's our customers have really enjoyed it, and they've said how much they like the flavor and. We put herbs and different things in it and vegetables as well. So, but it's incredible, incredible for your skin, for your gut, the gut especially, your joints. If you have arthritic conditions, it's excellent because, once again, we're trying to eliminate inflammation. That's the dangerous word is inflammation. So the collagen that comes, you know, with the bone broth, all those, it's just so good, and it helps the body, and you're getting protein. Mm-hmm. So when you're fasting, it's really good, especially doing a juice fast. If you do only juice, we offer protein to put in your juice.
Okay.
If you're going to do the juice and bone broth cleanse, though, the bone broth itself is protein, so you don't need to add, and you get plenty.
Right.
And so it really helps with the blood sugar levels, for nobody to get out of whack, you know, and it helps with healing crisis as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what a healing crisis is, in case anybody doesn't know, is that when you're not used to detoxing and cleansing and you're not used to eating healthy, and then you go on this kick to try to get the body in, sometimes we can get to feeling really bad because now we're detoxifying.
Yeah.
And as we detoxify and we cleanse these cells and everything out, it can make you feel not so well. And that's mm-hmm. called a healing crisis. And so, you know, it helps it if you have that bone broth to help with that. And one other thing is coffee enemas.
Okay.
I tell all my customers, I know nobody wants to talk about that. But
yeah, no one wants to talk about coffee
but
enemas.
I'll just tell you, it works, and
yeah.
it's amazing, and it makes people feel fabulous, especially mm-hmm. during a cleanse. And it'll help
right.
you not have that healing crisis.
Huh, I did not know that.
Yes, it's amazing.
Well, we're going to be giving contact info at the end.
Yes.
If anyone calls you about coffee enemas,
I will tell you
from.
All day long about coffee enemas. It's amazing.
And there's one other thing on the menu that I really want to dig into a little bit. It's called Power Shots.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, and I've got several clients who do them all the time. I have some clients who only get them whenever they're feeling sick. There are clients of mine that swear by these things.
Absolutely.
And it's almost like they're like crack. They're
yeah.
like, oh my goodness, I have to have my power shot.
Ginger crack.
I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, it's ginger crack. That's
yeah.
basically what it is.
It is.
I do have a client who brings me some.
Yes.
Because most of the time I can't leave the office to go get my own.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have
so
a lot
got,
of
I've
people
got a dealer,
like that.
Basically. That's what happened.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
Tell me about Power Shots. What are in these things? What is the magic behind them?
So we have a wide variety of Power Shots. So you can get a wheatgrass one. You can get some that has like an apple cider vinegar with some honey, and that's really delicious. But by far, and the beet one, because mm-hmm. beet's excellent for the blood.
Beets are amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so I always love to throw that in my juice, or you can get just a pure shot. It's good for the blood, the kidneys, the liver.
Mm-hmm.
But by far, our sunshine shot is the bomb. And, you know, you can go in and just get ginger if you want, but the sunshine shot has been the rave. So it's basically got just few ingredients. So you could do it at home if you wanted to, if you had a juicer. I'll give out my secret recipe.
Okay, here we go, guys. Everyone listen.
Yes.
Listen close.
So it's ginger,
mm-hmm.
cayenne,
mm-hmm.
lemon, and you just mix that up. That's all you need is ginger, cayenne, and lemon. And that combination is the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So this is strong anti-inflammatory, and
right.
that's my word I always use, but it really helps the blood to help it circulate. That's what the cayenne does. Cayenne's
mm-hmm.
amazing. So it'll get the blood flowing. So it's helped people anywhere from headaches to fatigue to flu. So
mm-hmm.
we call it, during the winter, we call it come get your flu shot.
Let's get some contact info for you guys.
Yes.
So website, Facebook,
yep.
what you got?
So call the Juice Bar anytime, 931-265-5626. You can go online and just search the turnaroundjuicebar.com. You can go on Facebook and type the turnaround, and you should see our little logo pop up, and it's
mm-hmm.
got a big like sunburst and a pineapple and the logo.
Just look for the pineapple.
Yep.
You'll find it.
It's a big orange one. And and then you get on there, and then we post a lot of things. We're heavily on Facebook, so... And then I think it links to Instagram. I'm not a big Instagrammer, but my children say it somehow links. So you can find us on Instagram,
let the kids
too.
See that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you can find us. So, and if you call, just we can answer any questions. So call if you have any health-related questions, you need
mm-hmm.
help. This is our passion. This is what we do.
And the location that's on Jackson, where exactly
yes,
is that
it's
at?
It's 148 West Jackson Street. So it's right by the Parkview School.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Rihanna. It's been a pleasure interviewing you, and yeah, it's been wonderful getting
thank
to know you,
you
and how you guys got to where you are.
Oh, we love being here. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters.